We are not live. We are coming to you from the past. We are entering your ear canals. We are Binary Jazz. You have heard about us. Otherwise, how did you find us? Check us out. Binaryjazz.us on the internet. We link to places that you've clearly found since you're listening to this. If you need to describe the genre for your band, we can help with that. If you need help with other things, you know, reach out, and if it's reasonable, you know, maybe we'll do what we can. As always, joined by my friends, Chris, Allison. They're on the internet, but I'm gonna make you work to find them. Binaryjazz.us. It's okay. I don't think we have Google Analytics, so we won't know that you visited the site to find us on Twitter or wherever else we link to. And I'm Gary, and the premise of the show is that Allison brings a topic. We hotly debate it or ignore it entirely for most of the show. In the final minutes, we find out what the topic is, and then we fade off into the sunset. Thanks for being here.
I would like to send a plug, since you mentioned Genrenator, or you didn't actually mention it by name, but you referred to it obliquely, that a engineering program student, front-end engineering program student, used the Genrenator API to create a little React app, which you can get to at the-scene.vercel.app/. Was that it? No, that's it. The-scene.vercel.app.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
We will. But I want to spell it out anyway. And it's pretty neat. It uses our API to generate stories, and you can just shuffle the stories, and you can save your favorite Genrenator stories. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
So it sounds like it's time to make breaking changes on the show.
Exactly. That's what it means.
Or is it time for our next bot creation?
Well, we did get a request for a random chord generator.
Random chord generator?
Random chord That's so generator.
Funny. I at some point in my heavier WordPress development days, at a meetup, started mocking up a plugin that played an audio file as part of Query Monitor. So you could tell. Yeah, but it was seeded with the output of, so Query Monitor has like the idea of like warnings and, well, not warnings and errors or PHP ideas, but Query Monitor handles them in different ways and like slow queries and stuff. And so you could hear audibly if you had made a change that was significant to the performance of page load.
Bing, boom. Boom, boom.
It was dumb. Boom, boom. And it was not very Western music feeling at all. It was even when it was good, it was dissonant and discomfortable. Uncomfortable. So uncomfortable, it was discomfortable. But also I was doing a lot of stupid stuff with audio at the time. Famously, where we all worked, I was assigned to the site rebuild project for the company we had been at. But there was no back-end work. So I had like, you know, several hours a week allocated and nothing to do. So sitting at the meetup one night, we were working on a logo train, and I said, aha, a train. We could have train sounds. So if you scroll over the trains at logo trains admin thing, it played a train sound. Unless you were one user, and then one out of 100 times for that user, instead of playing a train sound, would play a fart sound.
And people so that say was my, technology is going to ruin the world.
So that was my contribution to that company's site. And
my contribution was naming it the logo train.
Was it? Really? I'm so glad I got to work on it then. I didn't actually get to work on it. I just looked and I'm like, oh, we have a logo train. I should add a train sound. Right. And so sitting in the back seat of this meetup, not like it was a bus or anything. I was in the back row. There were multiple people in the back seats. And I don't know what the topic was, but I was distracted and I thought I had turned the sound off or really low. And then the middle of the presentation, it goes, wah, this train sound. And I was
basically sounds like you're trolling whoever's giving a lecture.
It was super bad timing. Yeah. And I was like, my face went red. And then I muted and kept on working because it was like SEO or something. And I mean, like, I was there for moral support, but I wasn't.
No one listens to the SEO talks.
I was just talking to this, having this conversation with someone a couple hours ago about meetups. And there's this like content donut. What a weird segue to start with. I'm sorry, y'all. There's always this content donut when you think about tech meetups, because there's the entry level stuff that everyone needs. And then there's like the advanced stuff. But like, there's this section where everybody needs a ladder to get from, like, I'm here. And there's this content donut that doesn't actually speak to me. Like, this stuff is over my head still. This stuff is below me. So this donut hole. But donut holes are a bad example because those are edible. This is actually the absence of content.
The absence of a donut hole. Yeah.
Yeah. Dang, I want some donuts.
Except that there is a path on either side of the donut to get to the top.
Okay, so a donut's the wrong food, but like, whatever, man. Like, work with me. Jeez.
How about
an air sandwich?
Yeah, two slices of bread with nothing in between.
That's funny.
I don't know. It was 2 hours ago. Perhaps I was just thinking about donuts and I needed a way to justify talking about donuts.
Probably.
That's more likely.
We'll never know. I just want some donuts. Yeah, how have y'all been? All right.
Still inhaling smoke. I mean, that's a thing.
Same.
Yeah. I should have started Greetings from the Hellscape. Like, that's it.
Except you're not in the Hellscape. It's just everyone else. I was actually invited to North Carolina by the other person in North Carolina that I know, saying like, "Hey, Chris, like, there's no fires here. There's no smoke here. If you want to come by."
We actually have had a minor fire burning nearby, but like, it's. I mean, like I say that, and like I was aware of it by smell this morning, but certainly nothing like happening out west. It just it did briefly make me think how happy I am to be somewhere where, development is a natural fire break because there are enormous parking lots. Well, safe,
yeah,
or something stupid. Like, I don't know.
Utah, Salt Lake City in particular, gets winter inversions, which is when the pollution just sits above our heads because of the formation of the mountain range. But like, when it rains, it clears out the pollution, and that's what you come to expect because, like, oh, it's raining. That means the air is going to be clear for a couple of days, and we can go outside.
Was it John Smith, the founder of Mormonism?
Joseph.
I knew it was something like completely unmemorable. Like,
John Smith is from the Pocahontas.
Yes. Probably so related. Joseph. Probably Joseph's brother.
Probably somewhat related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like colonialism.
Married to the same sister. Joseph
anyway.
Smith picked a hell of a spot. Like, oh, a bowl. This would be great. What could go wrong here?
Yeah, that's fair. Anyway.
Wait, is it raining now or no?
Yes. So it's raining now. However, because the smoke is coming in from California and Washington and Oregon and British Columbia, and it's all sort of combining in this storm front that is now sitting on top of our heads, the rainstorm is actually storming smoke, like in keeping the smoke in the area, which is so rather than cleaning the air, it's actually just putting like, it's as if you like tried to wipe up a spill, like you spilled your coffee. And so you've got the coffee rag, and then you just put the coffee rag on your head. That's basically what we have with smoke.
That's I would watch a weather report with you.
I need to learn meteorology and
no, like, you don't. That's
so I would like Chris to wear a green shirt every time, but like maybe like three-quarter length sleeve, like short sleeve, like tank top, maybe just a Speedo. But so like he blends in different ways to the map. Maybe one time like the entire like Zorb suit. So it's just like ripples in the map or like some floating
just
eyeballs.
A map of the USA and then just the face floating.
Yeah. Yeah. Right over here. And he's gesturing, but you can't see because he's wearing green gloves.
I mean, apparently I missed my call.
Harry and I are going to start our own TV network and hire you.
You're darn right we are.
All right.
Yep.
I'll do it.
We'll do it Weird Al style.
I mean, if we just changed the concept of green screen to black screen and just put like a black curtain behind me, then like I would already sort of, you know,
you already have the wardrobe. Yeah. It'd be this floating head with the word geek underneath, but like the ears would be cut off.
Robin was watching me do my laundry because he's, anyway, long story, but waiting for the laundry basically. And was like, all your clothing is black. And I was just like, yeah.
You just
know. I have a few pops of color in there, but just like generally, if you were to reach into the laundry and pull something out, you have a 95% chance of it being a black garment of clothing.
I am fairly proud that basically since college, I have ventured into other colors.
Yeah, it's hard. Like
slowly over time, there have been other colors inserted into the wardrobe. Only specific colors. There's no yellow and there's no purple. There's nothing, nothing overly,
leaving the house,
overly bright. Yeah.
I have like 6 black shirt options in varying sleeve lengths and thicknesses based on the weather. And blue jeans. Oh, and my Vans.
It's nice to like settle into a uniform though. Like,
oh my gosh, yes.
And then you just know whatever you choose out of the closet, you're fine with. Like, that's like, I have a color palette and I'm like, no, if anything I choose and combined, it will all work because it's within this color palette.
Right.
And I own a brown belt right now. Why did I buy a brown belt?
I don't know why you brought a brown belt. Wait. Brown belt, brown belt, brown belt.
Brown belt, brown belt.
Why did you buy a brown belt? Why did you buy a brown belt? Why did you
buy... Which brings us to our topic today.
Brown belts.
Brown belts. The topic for today is agastopia.
Agastopia.
Nope. Yeah, correct.
No. What?
Agastopia.
Well, as we all know, stopia is part of a flower. Agus is a traditionally German name. Oh, no, actually it'd be Aga, wouldn't it? Aga. Oh, no, that's Agra.
Well, stopia or topia is obviously like a great place, like Zootopia, yeah. Utopia. I mean, I guess not a great place. A place. Just a place, because there's also dystopia. Those are the three
hellscape
examples.
Three main
topia, utopia.
So you're really leaning dystopia into this topia thing and not stopia, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. But then there's also topography. Yeah,
you're actually...
Yeah, which is also a study of a place. So Agus is a topia with agates. A place where you can find agates. Yes.
Agastopia.
That's probably wrong. That would be an agatopia. Yeah,
completely separate.
I found agatopia.
Oh, you know what I was thinking in my head was hagastopia, and that's not a great place to be.
That's also a very different place. I don't want to go to hagastopia.
Something about Dyson spheres, I'm sure, applies there. Like, part of the...
Let's go back to donuts. That's like more pleasant.
Donutopia.
Donutopia.
That sounds like the donut shop we're gonna open.
Donutopia?
Donutopia.
Charlotte has this shirt and it's green. Oh wow. Chroma key in real life. And it's got a dinosaur on it, but like half of the dinosaur's head is like its face and stuff are pink, and the dinosaur itself is green. So it sort of blends into the background. The first time I saw it, I thought it was a worm. Like with an eyeball floating above it, until I realized it was there was actually a dinosaur on the shirt and I just couldn't see it. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I don't know. Like, I looked at the shirt and like,
you just thought she was a lot more punk rock than.
Well, I'm like, I said something about a worm on her shirt and she was like, Dad, it's a dinosaur. And I also say dinosaur.
Don't be ridiculous, Dad.
Yeah, I say dinosaur to harass her. And for a while, she would correct me, like, it's not dinosaur, it's dinosaur. But now I say it, and she's just like, and honestly.
Start them off young with those dad jokes.
Yeah. She loves and hates it all at the same time. Yeah.
That's the sign that you're doing it correctly.
I don't understand what's happening with this wire. Oh, okay. I see.
It's section of you just cut out completely once you lift it up.
It's like a flash that like the laptop falls over. No more audio.
I guess
it goes to like a screen. Yeah, it goes to that like color screen, you know, like you get before like something tunes in.
Yeah.
And that's Agus Talk.
Is it just another word for office?
No.
Okay, thank goodness.
It is like a word you're not gonna know. Like it's a crossword puzzle word.
I think we've made that clear.
Yeah. No, but I mean like you're not gonna like have used it in a sentence or
I mean, even Spellcheck doesn't know what it is. It's telling me that it's wrong. What is it going to suggest? Oh, Gastonia is what it suggests instead of Agastonia.
Oh, that's only like 40 minutes from me. 40 minutes west of me, Gastonia.
is it the land where they make gas?
I mean, there's like nothing remarkable there.
Welcome to Gastonia.
You should Google it and see if there's anything interesting there.
I want to know what Gastonia is known for. Other than Gaston.
Gaston.
I don't know if we caught the video of my son walking through shirtless.
I did see. I was not commenting, but you commented. So, you know.
Gastonia is also a type of dinosaur. Learning new things.
Wait, really? Where was it discovered?
According to Wikipedia.
Utah.
Yeah, probably.
Wait. 1998? Seems awfully recent.
Estonia dinosaur, there it is. It didn't give me the disambiguation.
Oh wow, look at that. They finally fixed some stuff in Gutenberg. Okay, sorry.
This is really it.
Are
was
you multitasking, Chris?
I was preparing our post. I was setting up the format with all the stupid blocks. We should really just write a template for it. But
I can confirm that this dinosaur was discovered in Utah.
Most of them.
That was just where like their bones floated to.
Yep.
Floated.
Well, it's true because it was all underwater. I mean,
I immediately picture floating just in the air. Like that's spooky, just like weird, but they're not ghosts, they're just bones.
It would be so much more fun if they were ghosts though. Dinosaur ghosts.
Yeah, dinosaur ghosts? They didn't have any unfinished business. They were like, yeah, we had a good run.
That was a bad thing to say. Now I'm on like the D&D thought train. Going down, gonna make some undead dinosaurs.
That's a really fascinating question, though.
Why are there no dinosaur ghosts?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the Loch Ness Monster is.
A dinosaur ghost?
Yeah. It would explain a lot. I mean, as far as anything goes in my universe.
I mean, I've always sort of thought that the Loch Ness Monster was just sort of a, you know, something that didn't actually go extinct.
Like a stick?
No. like, you know, one of those large prehistoric aquatic creatures and it just didn't die.
Right. Like, so it's like the last plesiosaur that's just I guess I'm just.
I'm just chilling.
He's just like, hi, I'm Doug.
And lonely. Yeah.
Maybe there's a very small community of last.
I think it would make a good and horrifying children's book.
Good and horrifying?
Well, like, just like a really sad plot is like a group of the last dinosaurs and they're all just like, hey.
I mean, there is, what was that book? Danny and the Dinosaur, I think. Is that a thing? where a boy goes to a like natural history museum, and there's a dinosaur there, and he stays after the museum closes, and he like says hi to the dinosaur, and the dinosaur says hi back, and then the dinosaur just like takes him around on his back, and they go to various places, and they hang out with all of his friends, and everybody's like super stoked about the dinosaur, and there's a part where like they slide down the dinosaur's back like a slide.
I totally remember this.
And then the dinosaur's like, okay, well, I have to go back home now, and so he goes back to the museum at the end and goes back to being like a dinosaur statue, I guess.
Agastopia.
The land of the dinosaurs.
Wow. That would be something.
I did actually insert a dinosaur into my D&D campaign. I will say that. Like,
was it a ghost dinosaur? It
wasn't a ghost.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, if you
That's why that segue is not that far off, because we do have undead things in the game, and we have now had a dinosaur in the game. So undead dinosaur, I'm saying.
Apologize to your D&D players.
Yeah, it was very good because it taught them the importance of running. It's like, we're going to stick this out. We're going to fight all these things, even though it's like we're super overpowered. Like, oh, dinosaur, bye.
Run.
Which is the appropriate response when you're confronted with a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Just see ya.
Bye.
Agastopia is not relating to haggis, and it doesn't relate to agates. I don't know what aga would be. What is aga, Gary?
Or maybe it's
aga, land of Gary? Sounds.
It's a land of baby sounds, because aga is a sound that baby makes. And so you go to Agastopia, and it is just baby sounds 24/7.
That sounds like my nightmare.
It's not aga, though. Like, that's the thing. It's agas, because... We've decided multiple that it's not
baby
stopia.
Sounds. Multiple baby sounds.
It's the plural.
Agastopia.
Wouldn't or that maybe be agatopia? Aghast.
Aghast.
Agastopia.
Yeah. It's the land of very surprised people.
Not pleasantly either. Not just, pleasantly surprised people.
Yeah. As if you were, confronted with a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Agastopia.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
glad it's Friday.
Yes,
it feels like a Friday. It feels like I need a Friday.
It felt like,
or perhaps I just didn't eat enough food this morning, and I'm.
I told y'all this in Slack, but I have not told the listeners. It felt like a Friday since Tuesday, so like every other day of this week has just been like another day this week.
Another Friday.
Like, is it Friday yet today? No. Is it Friday yet today? It's like I used to have a record back when, you know, kids had records. Because I had a record player back when kids had record players. And I had all these like kids records.
Are you talking about like the thick plastic ones? Like the
Fisher
Price records?
Some of them were thick plastic. Some of them were actual vinyl. And I don't even remember what this was, but it's some sort of like, I mean, there's all sorts of like audio play sorts of things and like kid shows, but on vinyl. And one of them, there's like this crazy professor. No, there's like this crazy professor and these two little kids that, I don't know, I guess we're hanging out with him or something. Maybe he's a crazy uncle. I don't know. But he kind of talks like this. And hi kids, like a really crazy clown, I guess. Anyway,
if you weren't sure that it was the eccentric uncle, then you're like, oh, that seals it.
Yeah. And there's a section where one of them, it was their birthday was coming up, and so there's this whole song about like waiting for their birthday, and each verse was, and it was him And he was like, so it was the boy and he's talking to his mom and he goes in, is today my birthday? No, today is such and such day. I'm going to get your cake today. Is today my birthday? No, today is blah, 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 and I'm doing this thing. Is today my, like on and on and on, like for like seven verses or something, probably seven verses because it's like a full week, right? And then like, and then
you're telling the story.
It ends with like, yes, today is your birthday or something. And so that's like the week waiting for Friday. Is today a Friday? No, today is Tuesday. You still have to work today. Is today a Friday?
Charlotte likes us to sing her a song on Twitter a bit. So, you know, Twinkle Twinkle or the Bear or the Mountain or whatever. And there was a stage where we would finish and she would go womp womp at the end of each song before bedtime.
Love this kid. Such a sad trombone moment. She's like, oh, that's it. I'm done.
And it was, I mean, the first time she did it, I'm like, ouch. I was like, was I singing that bad? Or like, what? But it's like, there's no commitment to it. She says, womp, womp, and then goes to bed. And like, okay.
That's just means good night.
It really turns out, and maybe this isn't like a truism or not, at least in our house, it's true. The third kid is like, just like a own special, unique personality. Like with Ty and Katie, there was very clearly like some similarities. Like Charlotte's like, no, rewriting the rule book. Good luck.
I don't have any data to compare that to, but I will take your word for it.
She is.
I wonder, do you think, something. What's the age difference between your first two?
They're only 2 years apart. Actually, like a year and a half-ish.
I wonder, and is there a more significant difference between them and Charlotte?
Oh, yeah. So Charlotte was 2013 and Charlotte was 2020. So, yeah.
Yeah, not so that's, that's definitely
a thing. No, 2020, there's... good Lord. 2018.
I was like, how, 2020?
Nope. I did that year for some reason sticks in my head. I don't know why. It's not like anything happened in 2020.
Nothing at all. I think definitely like youngest child when they're, I had an English teacher that went on this whole, like gave a lecture about like the interpersonal family dynamic differences between like children in families, and like the first child has these sets of issues, and the second child has these sets of issues, and the third child has these, and then the youngest versus the oldest and whatever. And it was really fascinating. It had nothing to do with anything, I don't think, but it's just stuck with me for years. But I do think that there's a thing there about like the youngest kid when there is a difference in age, there's a more significant age gap between them and their siblings, that becomes sort of a different thing. But I was going to say, like, because there's significant personality differences, and maybe they weren't as apparent when they were little, between our kids, and they're like 2 years apart. Like significant, like extrovert versus introvert sort of differences, you know, like, but again, like it might not have been as apparent when they were like 2 and 4 versus now when they're 16 and turning 14, you know.
Can't believe they're, right? I don't understand time.
Yeah, time. Time is an agastopia.
It is, it really is.
I look at like my siblings, and so I mentally compare my younger brother with Charlotte, and okay, that's cool, except like I look at his high school years and I'm like, oh shit. That's it. That's the story.
Well, it's that time.
Womp womp, but louder.
And I'll be the one saying it.
It's that time where we get to learn what agastopia actually is.
Okay.
Agastopia is an admiration of a particular part of someone's body.
What?
Often fetishized. You're welcome. So,
what?
So not a place, and a little uncomfortable.
So maybe not something to use. What's this?
I thought we could use the last bit of time to play a stupid Zoom game.
There's Zoom games?
There's Zoom apps now. Yep. I don't know if you all both can see it, but I can just read these because nobody's gonna hear them anyway, and we can just go through them. And I don't know, like, if it sees that everybody's a player either, so we could just ask them as like random questions.
And you just ask them as random questions because it's requiring me to sign in, and I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Okay, so the question is, where would you spend all of your time if you could? And the options are bed, favorite restaurant, favorite beach, or favorite hiking trail. And I guess the idea is they're supposed to guess what other people are going to say, but I think for our purposes, we could just like, you know, where would you spend all of your time if you could?
I feel like my answer is guessable.
Beach.
Favorite trail.
Yeah, no, that's probably right.
Allison's got it.
Yeah. I would go between trail and beach. But bed's tempting too. Like in the perfect scenario, like if I could spend enough time at a beach and not be sunburned or whatever, then beach.
Yeah, I feel like hiking trail implies like hiking. I mean, like, not that I don't like hiking, but like if you're on a favorite hiking trail and you're spending all of your time there, then like you're always hiking. And I don't know that I want to always be hiking. Like it sounds like that would hurt.
It's very Greek myth. Like is it Sisyphus?
Mm-hmm. Yep, pushing something up the hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, but if you enjoy it, if you're in friends to join the game. Oh, there it goes.
I definitely feel like I'm almost there anyway. With most mornings starting the same walk. I really like that silliness of doing the exact same walk every day. There's something magical about that.
I like that idea.
Well, there is a thing, like one of the things the kids did in their outdoor ed class thing that they've been doing is you get sit spots and you just go to the same sit spot, like, and just sit there for like 45 minutes or whatever, and just, you know, sit and listen and observe and see the things. And the idea is like that, like, over time, you get to notice the differences in the way things change over time if you go into the same place and like, you know, today there is this type of animal, or like, you know, I was extra quiet and then I saw a deer come by or something. Like mm-hmm. that's a thing. So yeah. Mm-hmm. If you had to read an entire dictionary entry, what letter would you choose? And there's options here, but like I feel like we could just like pick one of the 20.
Isn't that kind of arbitrary?
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of, there is Z and A, and there's like random things in between, but like I think probably there's like, I mean, there's a limited finite number of options anyway. What letter would you choose to read?
R.
Higher. R. Why?
Because there's a lot of words that start with re, so I feel like I'd be double dipping. I would get a lot of R words, but then also the re whatever words. So it's like cheating. I get to read a bunch of words.
I'd go A for Allison.
Mm. I feel like, I used to do this, and like I would pick the most obscure letter. So I would do like X.
You. Oh.
And I probably would do that again. I'd probably do like X or Z, but probably X, because there's not a lot of X words, and the X words are just really weird.
X-ray.
Charlotte was working on her letters on Monday. And so we're like, here's the letter A. Here's a picture of, and it's like, you know, alligator. And then like we went through like, are these, what do these things start with A? And it was like an apple, an alligator, a car, and like, I don't know, something else. So she's like, apple, alligator, car. I'm like, wait, time out. Like, let's back up. Like the car, not an A, right? She's like, whatever, man. Like, I don't know why you're so, you're the one that cares about this. Like, I don't care.
I was like, we were just riffing.
Yeah. She's like, I thought you just wanted to make that sound before you said things. Like, I can do that, whatever.
Like, kind of getting the pattern, but not really getting the pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids are the best.
Kids are the best. This one might be fun to guess. Other people, do you still have your wisdom teeth, or do collectively each other? Yeah.
Do we collectively all have our wisdom?
Do I have Allison's wisdom teeth?
Yes. Does Allison still have her wisdom teeth, Gary? Do you think?
Yes.
I assume that everyone does, because I still do, but I don't think that's actually true.
I do not have my wisdom teeth. Okay. They are gone. I have them, but they're in a jar? Does that count?
I know. I was hoping for like that technicality. Like, of course I still have them, just not my mouth.
Just not in my mouth.
I had mine pulled relatively recently, like right after I left WDS, before I started at Tribe. So not very long ago. And
was that written on your arm right there?
My watch was telling me something. Wisdom teeth topic.
I have a record of all my dental procedures on my arm.
No, that's tattooed on the inside. The dentist was like, you're very old for still having your wisdom teeth and getting them pulled. And I think I was like, 36 or something. I was ancient. Like, I should have like been taking my walker into the dentist chair or something. And he's like, the recovery is going to be much harder. And I don't think it was that bad, actually. But anyway, when they took this one on the bottom left, it caused like numbness. And so I went, he's like, let me know if you have any problems. So I called him, like, hey, I was like numbness. And I came in, I took a little poker thing, and he's like, do you feel that? I'm like, no. Do you feel that? No. He's like, well, yeah, I guess you have some numbness there. Like, apparently he like, drew blood.
You're like, that's what I'm telling you.
He's like, well,
literally why I came here.
He's like, give it a few more weeks, and if it doesn't go away, let me know. And I gave it a few more weeks, it didn't go away. I called him, he's like, I don't think it's gonna come back. All right. So out along that side of my mouth, I have numbness, and it's still there years later.
How many wisdom teeth did you have?
I think just two. Oh, wait, I don't remember the top. The bottoms were terrible. I don't remember if I had the top 10 or not, honestly. I just know the bottoms were like, oh, terrible, terrible. I've also had some weird teeth issues through, like, I had extra teeth as a kid.
My roommate in high school had 8 wisdom teeth.
Jeez.
Oh.
And she had to get them removed, and everyone was just like, are you a shark? Like, what?
But do they cut, like, for 8, do they come from the back? I mean, that's like, geez, how do you?
It just seems like a lot of extra teeth.
Yeah, that is a lot of extra teeth.
I was very reluctant to get them removed, even though I knew I needed to, because of, like, this one was causing me pain, and, it's hard to clean and whatnot. And, but I had extra teeth as a kid, so I had oral surgery. And when they took this tooth out, whatever, the canine here, the bone here came with it. So then I had to get a bone graft. And so, like, in my teens, like, I had a bone graft, but that also meant, like, well, you can't do any like sports or anything, because if you get hit by a ball, like, that will malform the squishy bone stuff we squirted in there. And oh yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
This opened up a whole cave of neuroses I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
Incidentally, this is why I don't like the dentist, because I had extra teeth, and they were just like, we can take care of that. Like, grab like a hammer and went at it. It's just, it's horrendous.
Never be a dentist. Oh my God.
Right. I had in my chart, my orthodontist, I had a note that if you hit my gag reflex, I was likely to bite you, which was, nice. I was a known biter. It wasn't on purpose. It was just, I would chomp down and I couldn't help it, but I'm sure that wasn't pleasant.
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at @binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.